This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why patient hearing feels so hard with certain difficult people, and what to do about it. The real reasons your patience breaks down, and how to rebuild it. In short, patient hearing collapses fastest with the people who need it most. It does not fail because you are impatient by nature. It fails because certain behaviours trigger automatic reactions that hijack your attention before you know it has happened. The warning signs are often invisible until the damage is already done. Most breakdowns feel like the other person's fault, but the interruption starts inside you. Recognizing your specific triggers is the first and most powerful repair you can make. Definition: patient hearing difficult people means sustaining genuine, attentive listening with someone whose behavior provokes frustration, defensiveness, or disengagement. It is not silent endurance. It is an active, deliberate effort to understand before responding, even when every instinct pushes you to react. I want to tell you about a manager I worked with years ago. Sharp woman. Good instincts. She prided herself on being a straight talker who gave everyone a fair hearing. Then one particular colleague would walk into her office and, within 90 seconds, she was finishing his sentences, interrupting his points, and steering the conversation toward conclusions she had already reached. She was certain she was listening. She was not. Patient hearing had broken down the moment that man appeared in her doorway. This is the quiet difficulty with patient hearing and difficult people. You can be a strong, attentive listener in most conversations and still collapse completely with certain individuals. The failure does not announce itself. It wears the costume of efficiency, of directness, of not suffering fools. By the time you notice the pattern, trust has already eroded and the conversation has already gone somewhere you did not intend. Here is what this article will help you do: name the specific mistakes that kill patient hearing with difficult people, understand why those mistakes happen, and identify clear first move towards something better. 6 mistakes that kill patient hearing before the conversation gets going. These are not character flaws. They are learned reactions, built up over time, to specific kinds of interpersonal friction. Most of them feel entirely justified in the moment. That is what makes them so damaging. 1. You start listening for the exit ramp. What it looks like. You are not tracking what the other person is saying. You are scanning their words for a gap, a pause, a moment where you can redirect or respond. Your attention is forward, not present. Why it happens. Difficult people often speak in patterns you have heard before. Your brain, recognizing the pattern, decides the new information has low value and begins preparing a response instead of receiving the message. Why it matters. You miss the one thing that has changed. People in conflict often bury the real issue inside a familiar complaint. If you're only half listening, you never reach it. What to do? Before your next conversation with this person, set a single intention: hear the full point before forming any response. Nothing more complex than that. One rule, applied consistently. Here is the truth of it: the exit ramp habit feels like efficiency. It is not. It is just a faster route to the same unresolved place. 2. You rehearse while they are still talking. What it looks like. The other person is mid-sentence, and you are already composing your rebuttal. Your eyes may be on them, but your mind is elsewhere. Why it happens. Difficult people often say things that feel unfair or inaccurate. The urge to correct is strong and immediate. Your brain shifts from receiving to defending without asking your permission. Why it matters. You cannot hear accurately and construct a counterargument at the same time. You are choosing one. And when you choose defense, you almost always miss the emotional content underneath the words, which is usually what the conversation actually needs you to address. If you want to avoid the blame cycles that make this worse, you have to stay receptive long enough to understand what is actually being said. What to do? When you notice yourself rehearsing, use a short reset. Take a breath, soften your shoulders, and return to the single question: what is this person actually trying to tell me? Do not attempt to answer it yet. Just ask it. I have done this in hundreds of conversations. The rehearsal habit is the hardest one to break because it convinces you that you are being sharp and prepared. You are neither. You are just defended. 3. You decide the complaint is old before it has finished. What it looks like. The person starts speaking, and you think, here we go again. You assign the incoming message to a category you have heard before and stop processing fresh information. Why it happens. Difficult people do repeat themselves. Often. Your brain is not wrong to notice the pattern. The mistake is treating the pattern as the whole message, why it matters. This one is genuinely counterintuitive and worth sitting with. Repetition is frequently a signal of unmet need, not simply stubbornness. When someone keeps raising the same issue, they are often telling you that they have never truly felt hurt on it. Your patient hearing broke down on the first round, and every repetition since has been them trying to get through. What to do? The next time you notice the here we go again feeling, treat it as a cue rather than a verdict. Ask yourself, have I ever actually heard this person out fully on this topic? Or have I been managing it? The answer may surprise you. This connects directly to why avoiding difficult conversations tends to make them louder over time. This much I know for certain, most repeated complaints are repeated because the first hearing was incomplete. 4. Your body language announces the verdict. What it looks like. Crossed arms. A slight backward lean. Eyes that have stopped engaging. A jaw that is set. None of this is deliberate. All of it is visible. Why it happens. Your body responds to emotional threat faster than your conscious mind can intercept it. With difficult people, the physical reaction often starts at the door, before a single word has been exchanged. Why it matters. Patient hearing is not only an internal act. The other person reads your posture in real time. When your body signals closed, they receive the message that you are not truly present, and they respond accordingly, usually by escalating, shutting down, or circling back to make their point louder. Your non-verbal signals are shaping the conversation whether you intend them to or not. This is exactly where empathy bridges and communication begin, not in words, but in posture. What to do? Before the conversation starts, do a physical reset. Both feet flat on the floor, shoulders back and down, hands uncrossed and resting. This is not performance. It is preparation that creates a physical state more conducive to genuine listening. Your body is always in the conversation, even when you think you're keeping it out. 5. You focus on what is wrong with how they're saying it. What it looks like. You are critiquing their tone, their word choice, their approach. Part of your attention is on the delivery rather than the content. You are building a case against them while they speak. Why it happens. Difficult people are often unskilled communicators. They may be aggressive, repetitive, or unclear. It is genuinely harder to listen past poor delivery. But focusing on the how is a distraction from the what. Why it matters. You may be entirely right about the delivery. It does not help you. Critiquing the packaging while ignoring the contents means you miss the information, and you give yourself permission to dismiss it. Common communication mistakes that damage relationships often start exactly here in the judgment of delivery rather than the reception of meaning. What to do? Separate the message from the manner. Ask yourself, if a person I respected said these same words in a calm voice, what would I take from it? That question strips the delivery away and returns your focus to the substance. 6. You treat staying quiet as the same thing as listening. What it looks like. You are not interrupting. You are letting them finish. You would pass a surface test of good listening behavior. But you are not actually tracking what they say. You are waiting with varying degrees of patience. Why it happens. Silence is the visible part of listening, so we mistake it for the whole. With difficult people, the effort of staying quiet is often so consuming that nothing is left for actual comprehension. Managing the impulse to react and genuinely receiving information are two different cognitive tasks. You can exhaust yourself on the first while doing none of the second. Why it matters. This mistake is the most invisible on the list, which makes it the most dangerous. You will leave the conversation convinced you listened well. The other person will leave feeling unheard. Both assessments will be correct. How you give feedback after these conversations will also suffer because you do not actually know what was said. What to do? After the conversation, test yourself. Can you summarize the three main points they made in their language, not yours? If you cannot, your patient hearing was superficial. Practice this summary. Step privately after each conversation until the habit of genuine tracking replaces the habit of managed silence. I spent years thinking I was a good listener because I did not interrupt. I was not. I was just quiet. The trigger beneath the mistakes. These 6 mistakes look different on the surface. Underneath, most of them share a single root. Your nervous system has categorized this person as a threat, and it is managing the threat rather than engaging with them. When someone feels difficult to us, what we mean is that something about them reliably activates a defensive state. That state narrows attention, shortens patience, and converts listening into vigilance. You are no longer trying to understand. You are trying to stay safe, stay right, or stay in control. This is not a character flaw. It is a physiological response to perceived threat. But naming it matters, because it means the repair does not begin with trying to become more patient. It begins with reducing the threat response before the conversation starts. That is a different and more achievable task. A quick diagnostic. Is your patient hearing already breaking down? Read each statement. Answer yes or no, honestly. I sometimes finish the sentences of this person before they do. I find myself thinking about my response while they're still talking. I have a feeling, before they speak, that I know roughly what they will say. After conversations with this person, I struggle to recall the specifics of what they said. I notice physical tension in my body when I know I'm about to talk to them. I have been told, directly or indirectly, that this person does not feel heard by me. I focus more on what is wrong with how they communicate than on what they're communicating. Scoring. 0 to 1 yes. Your patient hearing is holding. Stay alert to early signs of fatigue. 2 to 3 yes. Partial breakdown. Specific triggers are operating. Name them and prepare for them. 4 or more yes. Patient hearing has significantly broken down with this person. The relationship is likely suffering. Start with the body reset in sign 4 and the summary test in sign 6. Where to start when you know something has to change? You do not need to overhaul how you communicate. You need one clear starting point. Before your next conversation with this person, do 2 things. First, identify which of the 6 mistakes is most active for you with them. Be specific. Not I am a poor listener with difficult people, but I rehearse my rebuttal before they have finished. Second, set a single, measurable intention. I will be able to summarize their main point in their language before I respond. That is the only target. If you need a framework for how to start that conversation, there is real help in building the opening with intention. And once your patient hearing is restored enough to receive what the other person is actually saying, a neutral problem statement gives you a place to take the conversation that does not inflame the dynamic further. The ground you have lost with this person was not lost in a single conversation. You will not recover it in one either. But patient hearing difficult exchanges, sustained even imperfectly, is the first thing that begins to rebuild trust. Start there. Start small. Start before the next conversation, not during it. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Frequently asked questions. What is patient hearing with difficult people? Patient hearing with difficult people means sustaining genuine, attentive listening even when someone is aggressive, dismissive, or repetitive. It is not passive endurance. It requires active self-regulation, the courage to stay present, and a deliberate decision not to react before the other person has finished. Why does patient hearing feel so hard with certain people? Patient hearing breaks down because specific behaviors trigger automatic emotional reactions. Interrupting, belittling, or repeating complaints floods your system before you can process what is being said. The harder the person, the faster your listening collapses, often before you realize it has happened. How do you practice patient hearing when someone is being difficult? Practice by naming your internal trigger before the conversation. Decide in advance that you will hear the person out fully before responding. Use a short grounding breath when you feel the urge to interrupt. Your goal in that moment is not to agree, only to understand. What are the signs that patient hearing has broken down? Key signs include finishing other people's sentences, scanning for a gap to speak rather than listening, rehearsing your rebuttal while the other person is still talking, and feeling physically restless or tense. If you cannot recall what someone just said, your patient hearing has already failed. Can patient hearing be learned, or is it a natural talent? Patient hearing is a skill, not a gift. It can be built through deliberate practice, honest self-observation, and repetition under pressure. Most people find it hard because they have never been taught to manage the internal noise that difficult people produce. The skill is learnable at any age. How does patient hearing affect difficult conversations at work? When patient hearing breaks down at work, conversations escalate, trust erodes, and problems go unsolved because both people feel unheard. Restoring patient hearing, even partially, changes the dynamic. It signals respect, lowers defensiveness, and creates the conditions for honest exchange. Without it, difficult conversations really reach resolution. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.